Welcome back to the latest episode of the EIQ Cast. My name is Ross Levanto, your host, and we're joined today by Senior Vice President of Strategy and Chief Marketing Officer at EIQ Networks, Mike Rothman. Mike, welcome back.
Thank you, Ross. Welcome to everybody who's joining us on the EIQ Cast today.
Mike, our topic today is one of the hottest topics in IT today, without question, and that is cloud computing. And obviously at EIQ Networks, we care a significant amount about IT security. So what we're going to talk about is the fact that when you're dealing with a cloud, there are challenges from a security perspective and challenges related to the type of visibility you need into the cloud to make sure that your networks are secure. So, Mike, maybe a good way to start is put on your analyst cap for a second and just talk to us a little bit about when you're in a cloud computing environment, what types of security challenges are new to the enterprise?
Sure, Ross. And again, I think that cloud computing is one of these things that really has both the potential to totally transform how we provision applications and provide access to data on a global basis. But on the other hand, it also creates a huge amount of uncertainty in terms of how we're going to protect that data when, one, it's no longer within our control, and two, obviously, we're not given a pass, certainly not from a security and certainly not from a compliance standpoint, because some cloud environment lost the data. So I mean, I think the term cloud visibility is really something that resonates with me personally, because that's really the nature of the problem, right? You've got these hybrid applications, you've got these hybrid technology stacks, some of which are within the control on the premise, within the data environment of a specific enterprise or government agency, and then you've got this other stuff that may be served up within a business partner, or within some kind of private cloud, or maybe even a public cloud type of service. And really understanding end to end who has control of that data, what's being done with it. Are there specific attacks happening against those environments at any given time? That's really going to be the aspect of success or failure within any kind of cloud computing type of environment. So that kind of indicates from a technology standpoint that organizations really have to get better at two things in order to provide this level of visibility. One is really understanding what's happening in their virtual environment, because we can talk about virtualization, a billion people, well, not exactly a billion people, but something north of 25,000 and south of a billion showed up at VMware or VMworld a couple of weeks ago. And, it really indicated that obviously people are continuing to roll out these virtualization environments in production. It's something that, anybody that does security has to start focusing on. Our friends at the PCI Security Standards Council are allegedly about to release some guidance, or at least some draft guidance, about how PCI will be dealing with this concept of virtualization. So really understanding, what's happening, where my data is, where my applications are, where my data is, given this increasingly virtual world, that's really one aspect of this kind of cloud visibility perspective. The other aspect I would say is scalability, because, when you're thinking about cloud and cloud computing, obviously the idea of linear scalability or, kind of unbounded resources is really one of the attractive aspects of that computing model, basically pay as you go. But what that means is any kind of environment you have that's trying to monitor this type of computing stack really has to be scalable to the level of the cloud. So those are really two things that we at EIQ are spending a lot of time thinking about, and some of the things that we announced as part of our new version, SecureView 3.2, that release are really focused on this idea of understanding from a virtualization standpoint, where the data is, what physical enclosure it's in, so that when something goes down, you're able to pinpoint the specific virtual virtual machine where it is and remediate as quickly as possible. And the other aspect of that is a new architecture that we call T6 within SecureView that really provides up to six layers of collection and aggregation, scaling up to a million nodes that that we can support from a monitoring standpoint on an enterprise-wide basis. So, you know, when we think about what it's going to take to, you know, really provide that visibility within the cloud, those are the two aspects that we certainly think are pretty important.
And you brought up an interesting concept in the middle there, Mike, which I think is important to mention to the listeners, which is I think the conventional wisdom when you're defining cloud computing is that it's directly related to virtualization. So you have a virtualized environment where you can draw resources from in an elastic manner to meet your enterprise needs. So when we talk about cloud visibility and cloud security, in some ways we're also talking about security within a virtualized environment as well, to some extent. Is that a
fair point? Yeah, it is. And you know, again, virtualization means a lot of things to a lot of people, right? So it's hard to sit there and say generically, you know, here we're doing this in the virtualized world. I mean, you know, the problem that, that has been presented by our customers that, that we're addressing, at least in the short term, is where in my virtualized environment is this device where I could potentially have a problem? Because, you know, again, given things like vMotion and a lot of the additional sophisticated capabilities that, that the virtualization and hypervisor makers are bringing to the market now, you know, really understanding where something is at least in you know, one company's opinion, one of the critical aspects of problems to solve. I mean, obviously there are other ones that will certainly become an issue a little bit further on. But, you know, again, I think that this is really a matter of helping customers feel comfortable that they can have a similar level of monitoring and control over their virtualized environment as they can their physical environment. And that's kind of the first step to, you know, really building a hybrid technology stack that, you know, you can, as a security professional, feel good about being able to both secure the critical data as well as meet the compliance mandates.
And you touched on this a little bit, Mike, but when we're dealing with cloud visibility itself, what sorts of data would an enterprise need to pull out of the virtualized servers in the cloud in order to really guarantee or get a good sense of its security posture in the cloud? How does that work?
Well, you know, the good news is it's not radically different than what we have to do on any of the devices that happen to live within its own physical enclosure. So again, we're worried about things like configuration, posture, you know, are they adhering to a certain policy, whether it's Center for Internet Security, or maybe a DIS, a STIG type of environment. We're obviously interested in the events that are happening on those machines. We're interested in the performance aspect. We're interested in, you know, what software is installed and other asset-oriented data. So, you know, from that standpoint, the vulnerabilities of that specific device. So, again, I mean, I don't think that there are a lot of radical differences between what you have to do in the physical world as to what you have to do in the virtualized world. But what you have to layer on top of that is this concept of location, which is where is that virtual machine in my virtualized environment? Because, again, if you've got to pull something off the network, if you have to remediate stuff very quickly, if you think you may have a problem with the hypervisor, again, you've got to be able to have a pretty sophisticated mapping of which virtual machines are within which specific physical enclosures, again, just so that you can circumvent, streamline the amount of time it takes to remediate if you do have a problem.
So certainly for companies that have been looking to deploy cloud infrastructures, be they private clouds or external public clouds, security has been a big issue that has in some ways held up those deployments. Are we getting to the point now where it's kind of a checkmark situation where customers can say, well, if I look to solutions that provide this sort of visibility, now security isn't as big a concern as it was before?
Oh, I would not make the assumption that security is holding up. You know, cloud
spoken like a true security person.
Yeah,
so.
Or virtualization. I certainly haven't seen that out there. But what it does mean is, you know, again, as organizations continue to do this for business operational efficiency standpoints and really leveraging the huge cost advantages of a virtualized and most likely a private cloud type of environment, at least initially, you know, these are the areas where, again, when you talk about the things that keep a security professional up at night, it's the, oh crap, my critical applications are running somewhere else and I don't have access to the devices, I don't have access to the network or the specific systems that are there. Really all I have is visibility into the operating system. And that's really where, again, that heavy duty monitoring of more than just the events, you know, to use our mantra, right, you know, log data is not enough, certainly in this kind of environment. It really creates a requirement for organizations to really figure out how they're going to monitor those devices, and again, more importantly, where they reside, because, you know, again, it's just a Windows or a Linux or any other kind of operating system running in one of those guests on the hypervisor. But, you know, again, being able to figure out where it is, that when something goes down, that becomes the most critical aspect of things.
Well, I think it's fair to mention here at the end that EIQ Networks recently released a new version of its flagship product that includes a lot of features and functionality to handle and accommodate cloud visibility. Certainly want to get that little plug in here at the end. But, Mike, we're out of time today, so thanks so much for joining us and talking about this important topic related to cloud computing.
Great. Thank you, Ross. Always appreciate the help.
And for all those listening, this has been the EIQ Cast.
This podcast was produced by EIQ Networks, a provider of enterprise security and compliance management solutions. For more information, visit EIQ Networks on the web at www.eiqnetworks.com. EIQ Networks, security and compliance management, redefined.